So remember Brexit? I'm sure you haven't forgot it yet. Well, according to figures from the Department of Immigration and Border Protection obtained by RN Drive, there's been a surge in the number of Britons interested in coming to Australia in the wake of the referendum vote that was held in June. The department says the day after the Brexit vote, listen, you're gonna be shocked by this number, visits to its citizenship page jumped by a whopping 368%. That's right. Whole lot of extra hits. 368% increase after Brexit. Jock Collins is a professor of social economics at the UTS, and he's got a few theories about why. Welcome, Professor Collins.
Hello, Patricia.
Are we facing a potential British wave of migration?
Well, you know, over seven decades of post-immigration, the British immigrants have almost always been number one, just knocked off the perch recently by the Chinese. So it's been a constant in Australia's post-war immigration history. But there are certain moments that maybe peak interest in Australia. And I think the Brexit vote is one of them. And the feeling I get is that the Brits woke up on the morning of the result thinking, is this the Britain that I know and love? A bit like Australians wake up on the morning after the Bondi Beach riots in December 2005 thinking, is this the country that we know? And I think that sort of maybe thought or led people to think, what's our other alternative here?
Visits to the department's homepage from the United Kingdom increased to 3,671 page views. That's an increase of 58% above the daily average of 2,318 page views recorded over the preceding 8 weeks. That's extraordinary, though, isn't it?
It is extraordinary. I mean, it just sort of shows you the, I suppose, the shock that many Brits felt about the result. It was unexpected, and I think the thing that's relevant here about, you know, thinking about going to Australia is that immigration was a big political issue, or more particularly perhaps xenophobia. And I think, you know, the hidden message of, well, I think there are two main things that drove the Brexit vote. One was that it was a catch-all for everyone who was unhappy about anything that happened in their lives, including globalisation, would vote to leave. But the other is, I think, there was sort of quite a large xenophobic response to the fact that the European Union allowed relatively unfettered entry of people from across Europe to live and work in Britain. And that was a big issue. And I think that, you know, the decision to leave Europe was sort of almost like a decision against a cosmopolitan open border lifestyle. And I think for a lot of people, that was, if you like, the push factor to think about, well, where, you know, should I leave? And Australia's a pretty good option for many Brits.
But either way, this is an incredible spike in interest in Australia. I mean, statistically off the charts in terms of the interest that the Immigration Department gave us those figures, and we all fell off our chairs collectively on the RN Drive team because it's so staggering. How many are likely, I mean, obviously you can't properly predict, but to see it through, obviously this is expressing interest, but taking it to the end level where they actually end up here.
Yes, well, you know, each year more than a million people around the world, and the figure could be much higher now since I looked, you know, sort of make that sort of that jump, that sort of look to the website for inquiry about coming to Australia, so that, you know, for a lot of people, this thought comes to the fore. The question is to how many actually sort of enact that. It will be an interesting one. And I think that in part, I think it's not only this push factor of, oh dear, what sort of British society are we living in? We can't bear it. I think there's also a pull factor because just yesterday, the Scanlon Foundation released their Australians Today report, and amongst the general findings that immigration and diversity is working pretty well in Australia, albeit with some discrimination, particularly amongst Muslim people. But 59% of British residents say they've got a great sense of belonging in Australia, and British immigrants experience the lowest level of discrimination in Australia. So I think there's that sort of pull factor of Australian society that sort of when married with this, well, you know, can we really keep living in this place? that explains a lot of that sort of, as you say, amazingly dramatic reaction on the day after the announcement of the results of the Brexit referendum.
Jock, many thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
That's Professor Collins, Jock Collins. He's a professor of social economics at the University of Technology, Sydney, talking to us about those figures we've revealed here on RN Drive, actually, tonight, because we put in a request and we got pretty significant answers. The department says the day after Brexit, visits to its citizenship page jumped by a whopping 368%. So all of a sudden, Australia was looking like a pretty good deal to a lot of Britons. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm on your radio tonight till 7:30.
Do you guys have Barramundi here?
This is Mike and Timothy.
Potato scallops.
The unlikely hosts of a new RN podcast. It's called The Real Thing.
Oh, my, shift over too high.
Stories.
Intimate stories, scenes, characters, places.
Born of Australia.
We're heading out into the corners to find the real Australia.
The Real Thing.
That's us.
Subscribe now.